So now we come to the equivalent of our final afternoon puja. Not the usual sevenfold puja this time, but as I was saying yesterday, a different set of reflections, really. That's what it is. It's a set of reflections. Also for the cultivation of the bodhicitta, Vasubandhu's four factors. So it's like a meditation practice, like we've been doing, like a reflective meditation practice. And it has four stages. Four stages we'll move through. Firstly, we're recollecting the life of the Buddha. And the aim of that is to inspire confidence, inspire energy, inspire vigour and faith. Secondly, we're spending time seeing the faults of conditioned existence, seeing the faults of samsara, the defects even of samsara. So that involves recollecting the Dharma, particularly the three lakshanas, for the purpose of seeing through our attachment to life as we usually live it, just round the wheel again and again. Thirdly, observing the sufferings of sentient beings. So in a way that takes the Dharma that we've recollected and brought to mind and makes it liver than we've already been able to see it. So it asks for honesty, really, honesty about what we see, informed by those lakshanas, and also open to compassion arising within us, compassion for ourselves, compassion for others, and also wanting freedom from that endless round, not only for ourselves but for others too. And fourthly, contemplating the virtues of the Tathagatas, recognizing the existence of qualities that can help that suffering, qualities that we can develop in ourselves: wisdom, energy, compassion, equanimity perhaps, but becoming aligned with those qualities and seeking to develop them in ourselves. So that's what we'll do. That's the practice that we'll do in those four stages. And perhaps appreciation for that precious human life.